Hi, Mikey Agostino here with Information Security Media Group. Right now I'm in the Phone Factor booth and I'm speaking with Steve Dispenza, Chief Technology Officer. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks very much, Mike. Good to be here.
Great. Thanks for doing the interview. So, Steve, just to get us started, I know some of our users may be familiar with Phone Factor, but for those who aren't, why don't you give us a little bit of a background on the company?
Sure. So, Phone Factor was founded in 2001. We are a two-factor authentication company. The idea is telephone-based two-factor authentication. So, two-factor is typically something you have and something you know, and oftentimes it's something you have has been something like a smart card or a token or something. Our twist on that is we use your phone instead, which has a lot of advantages, obviously. Everyone already has a phone. That's the principle.
Nothing new to carry around.
Right, exactly. So the way the system works is, say you're logging into a website, you type your username and your password in, you hit submit, the server will validate your username and password first. And if it checks out, it will then launch a web services request to Phone Factor, and we will call your phone, your pre-registered phone number, and say, hi, this is Phone Factor, please press pound to complete your login. So, if a bad guy steals your username and password, your phone will ring, not his, so that prevents, password stealing attacks. Pretty much the standard two-factor story, hardware two-factor story, but with a piece of hardware everybody already has.
So now, does someone need to, install an appliance, or is this hardware-based, software-based? How does it actually work?
It's entirely software-based. We have two product lines, by the way. One of them is enterprise-based, and one's web-based.
Okay.
And for both, all of the smarts of the system are installed out at the customer site, and it's basically software that you add to whatever servers that you're trying to protect. So, for example, Radius servers we support, LDAP servers, IIS servers for things like Outlook Web Access, Citrix Web Interface, really any other enterprise app that we've seen.
Sure.
And then the only piece that you don't host on your site is we have a couple of national data centers where we initiate the phone calls from.
Okay.
So basically you don't have to go out and get a phone infrastructure and
right,
a PBX
right.
And all
you
that
guys stuff. Handle all that.
Exactly.
Okay. Now I understand you guys are making a couple announcements at the show. Why don't you take some time to review them?
Great. We will. We are excited to finally be publicly announcing transaction verification support. This is something that's been in the works for really a long time, since kind of the idea was really conceived of. And the idea is this. Oftentimes, for example, online banking accounts will give you access to do things like creating new online billers, wire transferring money, ACHing money around, that kind of thing. These are potentially very high-risk activities. Bad guys can get in the middle, hijack your session, man-in-the-browser attacks can submit fake orders, to the bank, and they'll have no way of knowing it wasn't you. So what we have done with transaction verification is leverage Phone Factor to inform the user before the thing happens, the transaction takes place, of what's going to happen and allow the user to verify. So for example, say you're going to wire transfer $1,000 across the country. That's high risk, right? That could be a bad guy wire transferring $1,000 to his own account. So as soon as you submit that transaction, as soon as you click send or quick transfer on the website, your phone will ring. Hi, this is your bank. We see you're sending $1,000 to the account Dominion 1234. Press pound if that's really you. Now, if a bad guy has intercepted or gotten in the middle of your communication or a piece of malware or something has submitted commands that you didn't ask for, you'll get a phone call. You get a fighting chance against this kind of man-in-the-middle attack. And there's really no other technology out there other than a phone call that can really give you the real-time two-way communication needed to make that work.
We're good.
So that's kind of the main announcement. Then the second announcement that we're making at the show here is really our first customer implementation of that. So we've been working with a couple of for several months with a company called Bling Nation. They're a startup in Palo Alto, and they are an up and coming ACH company. They're basically a service provider to banks to do electronic fund transfers.
Mm-hmm.
They are using Phone Factor exactly for that. When they see high-risk ACH transfers that have been queued, they call the user's pre-registered phone number and let them approve or deny the transaction.
Very good. Well, congratulations on that. Now, just shifting gears a bit, why do you find that people actually approach Phone Factor? What's the impetus for doing so? Is it, they're feeling pressure from their customers? Is it that they just failed an exam and they need to address, multi-factor authentication? Or are they just, good people and they want to be proactive about security?
Right. It's funny. Phone Factor is a very horizontal application, so I've heard all of those stories at one point or another, and they're all true. Maybe the patterns that emerge are things around regulatory issues. So, for example, banking is heavily regulated, obviously. FFIEC requires strong authentication, and increasingly that is being interpreted by auditors as two-factor authentication.
Right.
Real actual two-factor, not a stupid picture on a website.
Sure.
HIPAA for healthcare. Again, there are some real teeth in HIPAA at this point. And then non-government regulation. So the payment card industry, which handles debit and credit transactions, the card brands, MasterCard and Visa, basically, have gotten together and enacted data security standards. And they absolutely require two-factor authentication if you're handling cardholder data. So regulatory concerns have caused people to come to Phone Factor. And why they are picking Phone Factor, I think, out of the landscape of two-factor possibilities, probably the most important reason is we can get you certified fast. We can actually get this thing implemented, real hardware two-factor, in a matter of weeks. One of our case studies on our website is a major call center called West Corporation. They have, 25,000 remote agents or something like that.
Wow.
They failed a PCI audit, and they immediately had to become PCI certified by implementing two-factor, or their business was at risk. So 6 weeks from the first conversation with them to a signed audit by their auditor.
6 weeks?
Yeah. And that includes the negotiation of the deal, the implementation. And that's 25,000 people, right? Imagine mailing 25,000 RSA tokens out and training. It would take more than 6 weeks just for the mailing.
Sure. Now, maybe somewhat along the same lines, let's talk about the economy. Any trends or anything that you're noticing?
Yeah, I think data security is an interesting area, because the economy's had almost an opposite effect, I think, on us. As people are losing their jobs, as funding is getting cut, the margins are getting thinner. There are disgruntled former employees in the world that have access to cause real trouble. At the same time, the regulatory landscape is one direction. It gets more and more complicated to comply with, not less and less, notwithstanding the condition of the economy. So, given those things, companies are now really out there looking for two-factor alternatives that they can do economically and quickly. And simply because everybody already has a phone, there's a huge amount of cost driven out of the system. You don't have to inventory, you don't have to mail them out, you don't have to have a couple hundred extra phones sitting in a closet ready to mail, that you're paying for but not using.
The people already have the equipment.
Exactly.
One last thing before we go, Steve. Some words of wisdom or some advice for our users that couldn't actually make it out to the conference this year.
It's an interesting conference this year. There's been a lot of talk about the economy and questions have been ones that I've heard from people walking by. I would say, don't, in spite of the fact that the economy is difficult, don't neglect data security, because it's still incredibly more expensive to be compromised, both in terms of direct costs and in terms of goodwill, PR effects, and whatnot. So I would, even if it's not Phone Factor, do something.
Investigate,
yeah.
At least. Very good. Well, once again, thank you, Stephen DeSpenza with Phone Factor. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Mike.